The mayor's speech put his own personal story about his family's sacrifice in the national spotlight, while at the same time remaining focused on a clear message that is far different than that of the GOP. Our Ryan Lloyd stood just feet away from Castro during that speech. Ryan, first off, how did the speech come across in person?
Well, David, the mayor got delegates at the Time Warner Cable Arena to their feet. They chanted "four more years" several times to where he just had a pause. The mayor appeared confident, and the more he read his speech, the more you could tell he got into it, and probably even relaxed a little as the people rallied behind him. Of course, he told his personal story about his late grandmother's journey from Mexico to San Antonio nearly 100 years ago, and how she had to drop out of school to work to help take care of the family. But he also spent a good deal of time on defining the differences between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. That's presumably because of some encouragement by the Obama campaign. Castro told me before the speech that some of it was written by speechwriters working for the campaign, but he may have put some of it into his own words.
And Ryan, he did speak about San Antonio and some of the accomplishments in the Alamo City.
Yeah, he talked mostly about education, like the Pre-K4SA initiative that San Antonio voters will decide in November. He didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, but he finished that section of the speech by saying, "We know that you can't be pro-business unless you're pro-education."
And Ryan, Castro also made the point that Democrats' views aren't necessarily about inviting government to be a big part of people's lives, but he said the government can help.
Yeah, and to make his point, a few times Castro used jokes. One in particular, he used to say Romney has flip-flopped on the issue of health care.
"When it comes to respecting women's rights, Mitt Romney says no. When it comes to letting people love who they love and marry who they want to marry, Mitt Romney says no. When it comes to expanding access to good health care, Mitt Romney actually, Mitt Romney said yes, and now he says no."
The speech was really well received by so many people, from the pundits to regular people I overheard leaving the arena last night. Castro thanked his mom for her sacrifices and pushed to make him who he is, and he mentioned his 3-year-old daughter. At the end, he seemed to have even become a little emotional.
And Ryan, the delegates did vote on their party's platform. Two big differences: getting a lot of attention, dropping the word God, and unlike 2008, dropping recognition that Jerusalem is Israel's capital.
There is mention of faith and religion in the platform, but not God, as it is mentioned in the Republican platform many times. A Democratic spokesperson defended the change in the Jerusalem issue, saying that's been the policy of every administration on both sides since 1967. Romney responded by saying the change is shameful, distancing the U.S. from Israel as an ally.
Lot more on tap at the Democratic National Convention, including important talks on policy, veterans affairs, and even faith, which may shed more light on the not using the word God in the Democratic platform. And Vice President Joe Biden will speak at the party's renomination. Thanks to TPR's Ryan Lloyd in Charlotte, North Carolina. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.